All right, everybody, welcome to the Sports Ethos Los Angeles Chargers podcast, and we welcome you all to a rewatch of the 2011 NFL Draft. Courtesy on YouTube from NFL Throwback, here with Brandon, Will, Shane, Scoop, and myself. Guys, where were you in 2011?
I was in...
Was this sixth grade?
This was fifth grade.
Yeah, fifth or sixth.
My memory's cloudy. So.
And I, yeah. And that was an interesting time in my life. I won't go into too great a detail, but I hated it.
This was a rough time. Will, what about you?
Yeah, I was 13, so I was in middle school. So it was awakening time for a young man like myself. So, you know, I can't go into too much detail. It's pretty graphic, but it was pretty good times.
Scoop, what about you?
I was just wrapping up my fifth grade year, so that's as much as I remember, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I remember listening to this draft on the radio at the YMCA after school in 2011. So that's my recollection of this draft. And I was rooting for Jake Locker to go number one. That's how clueless I was at this time.
Well, I mean,
we were Huskies fans back in that day.
At the time, it made more sense.
At the time, Cam Newton obviously should have went one, and he should have went one here, which he did. All right, let's get started, guys. Are you guys set? 3, 2, 1, go here.
Yeah. Let's get it.
Yeah.
All right. And in 3, 2, 1, go. We begin with Roger Goodell getting booed. This is the most he's gotten booed in so long, guys. I miss him getting booed like this.
That was the worst part of the 2020. I love the 2020 draft, like, in everybody's houses. I thought it was kind of interesting to see how people lived. That sounds creepy, but... But you know what I mean.
I think we mostly know what you meant, yeah.
But no booze. That was sad.
Cam Newton, number one overall pick.
Cam goes number one. Is this, in hindsight, is this still the correct pick?
Yes.
Yes.
I think so. Yeah.
They need a quarterback.
He got into a Super Bowl.
Yeah, around that time, they had Derek Anderson, Jimmy Clausen, I forgot who was a quarterback during that time. Then they need a quarterback.
Oh, God, I forgot about Jimmy Clausen. Jesus.
Yeah, he scored.
Oh,
God, dude.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, remember when Mel Kiper said if Jimmy Clausen didn't succeed in the NFL, he would retire.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, Shane.
I think Cam, I don't think he ever truly lived up to his potential.
No, yeah.
You know, other than his MVP season, which was, I mean, you know, a one-off. But overall, I mean, you know, he did win an MVP. He got them to a Super Bowl. Like, you know, I mean, I don't know if they would have done that with, you know, if they'd taken Von Miller or something, you know what I mean? I think it was probably the right pick, even though he wasn't quite, like, what they wanted all the way, but, yeah.
Honestly, it was the right pick for me, like, honestly.
I think it was.
Yeah, I put him in my Mount Rushmore for the Panthers because, honestly, for that short period, Cam Newton basically brought a lot of success during that point.
So. Yeah. Here we go, Von Miller.
Yeah, we don't got to talk about him for too long. We know how that worked out.
Yeah. Von Miller, that arrested history. Yeah.
Broncos, Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
I think, did we unanimously have him
I think there? So. I believe so.
Yeah, yeah. I put him in there. Future Hall of Famer. I don't know where team's gonna go right now, but you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he is old, so.
Yeah, he is. Oh, dang, I remember him. Marcell
Darius. Should he have gone here at three?
No.
No. He was, well, put it this way. He wasn't bad for the first few years, but he was not, he's not a third overall pick. Like, no way.
Well, this is when Buffalo still sucked at drafting.
Well, that, yeah. That is very true, yeah.
J.J. Watt should have been drafted here.
Yeah,
I can see it. Yeah, I mean, like I said, he wasn't bad. And oh my God, look at a young Julio.
we're getting Jesus there. We're getting Christ. There. Wait a couple of picks.
No, I know, but he was dapping up, you know. So I had this. I was like, wow.
I believe Marcell Darius also from Alabama. I think is he? No.
Yep.
Yeah, he
yes.
is.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, Alabama boys here. Up.
Yeah.
Roll Tide.
Best team in the world.
Yeah, this is also back before the Eagles knew how to draft too. So,
we'll get to your guys' pick later.
This
is right before. And this
is a year before
they drafted well later.
Right before we let go of Coach Reed.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, but during this point, like Pete Carroll was still getting his stride in. He was still killing it.
Man, I miss Pepsi Max, bro. Pepsi Max draft tweets, man. Jeez.
Yeah, I hate Pepsi.
Are you a Pepsi or a Coke? Pepsi over Coke for you, okay? Okay, that's fine, Sprite. Coke over Pepsi for me, just slightly.
They both suck.
I can't do soda anymore. Now if I have a Coke or a Pepsi, it's rare. Like, I'll drink it if it's the only thing that there is to drink. So,
AJ Green.
I still love this pick years later. Still love it.
Yeah.
I don't think Bengals ever missed receivers like in their history.
Minus John Ross, who was terrible. John Ross.
Oh, John Ross, yeah.
John Ross, bro.
Yeah, John Ross was horrible. He was horrible.
Terrible.
He had a great, like, slap as far as the 40-yard dash.
That 40 was special, man.
Yeah.
Old telephones, bro. Oh, my God, we're getting a Blaine Gabbert cameo.
Oh, my God. Blaine Gabbert jumps here.
Dude, they like completely went toward him. What the hell?
It's also weird to see this desk without Kurt Warner, because this is when he was still playing, I think, or right around the team. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was still in the Cardinals, I think.
He was still on. Yeah. It was still
and
on
Rich
Eisen right?
still has hair.
Mike. Here's Barely. Mike Mayock before he ruined the Raiders.
Actually, I'm wrong. This is like the year after that Kurt Warner wasn't like I think a full timer yet.
Ah,
so this is the year
he was retired. Yeah.
Yeah, this is about a year or two after.
Okay.
But he wasn't a full timer, I don't think, just yet with NFL Network and stuff like that. So
I also no, go ahead. Sorry.
I know. It was a crazy thing that John Gruden and Mike Mayock are great in these things, but they're horrible at their jobs.
They're horrible at actually drafting players.
Oh, my God. Look at the Cardinals' ranks from that year on both sides of the – I mean, the Cardinals still suck. That's terrible.
And that was only 2 years after they had gone to those Super
Bowls.
We ever put Peterson on Mount Rushmore? I don't think we did.
I don't think we put Pat Pete there.
I did. Are you kidding?
Well, yeah, so wait, the this was 2008. They made the Super Bowl, right? So this was like the year after, and they like completely.
Yeah.
Oh my God! The Browns made a dumb trade. Here we go.
Oh my God!
Here's the trade.
And this is for Arizona, I had Larry Fitzgerald, Pat Tillman, Buda Baker, and Patrick Peterson.
So the other part of this too is Radio City Music Hall was still the home of the NFL draft.
Yep.
As well. Yeah. Which is such a weird thing now that it's coast to coast.
Peterson, it's weird. I mean, Julio Jones, it's weird to see Julio Jones with dreads.
I remember at this time too, like all my friends growing up, we would always say, hey, you guys want to go to Radio City Music Hall? Because the draft is here, you know, like it's, you know, every year it was here. So my friends always want, we never made it out there, but we always wanted to go. So.
Dang, and all those draft picks, the Browns screwed up on.
Well, that worked out for Atlanta, didn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Eagles legend Julio Jones. Get it right.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, what are you talking?
What was he solid on the Eagles scooping Brandon? Was he solid enough?
I mean for him being basically the last like 2 seconds of his career, he actually wasn't bad, believe it or not. He had a really good game or two in Philly. So I'll never forget him torching us for like an 80-yard touchdown like down the sideline on a screen pass.
Julio Jones, I definitely put him on my Falcons all-time list. Oh, obviously. Yeah,
100%.
I think we all did.
Yeah, we did it. Dang, Alabama, best team in the world.
Man, watching this old Alabama footage was
interesting.
No, they're not. Right, not right now. sorry to break it to you.
Nah, they still are, man.
They're like the Patriots. You know, they had a good 20-year run.
Oh my God! Wait! Look at Mike Mayock's mock. Blaine Gabbert at 7.
Ew.
That's gross.
Why?
Okay.
Why?
Have not made playoffs since 2002. That's so funny.
And the streak ended with great picks.
Oh yeah, don't look now, but the Niners have a longer Super Bowl drought than the Cowboys.
It's getting
Alden
there.
Smith.
Like, dude, Alden great, Smith was like, rookie. Yeah, he was great in San Francisco, and then he just kind of disappeared.
Yeah, trouble, man. Off the field. Off the
field.
Yeah, he had 3 good years, but even before he got in trouble, he kept getting hurt.
Yeah.
He had 3 good years, or really 2.5, and then disappeared.
Yeah. Like, he was like, I remember he was on the Cowboys. Yeah, solid, like, year.
Wait, are you telling me that in 2011, the quarterback that everyone was concerned about after Cam Newton was Blaine Gabbert?
Oh, God.
Damn.
Man.
What?
That's giving Zach Wilson vibes. Just saying.
I mean, even back then, I mean, we were still young, but even back then, I remember this draft. I remember looking at Cam Newton versus Locker and Gabbert. I'm like, bro, all of those guys suck. Like, they all suck. Like, Cam Newton is fine, but the rest of them all
Jake
suck.
Locker. Bro, rest in peace, but yeah, he's...
Bro,
rest in peace. He's not dead.
He's retired.
Wait, what was I thinking? Oh, I was thinking Yates.
You were thinking Yates.
Yeah, I was thinking Yates.
What?
My bad.
Shane.
Bro, first round, bro. How is that a first? How is a first round talent? Look, 55% completion percentage, 2,200 yards, 17 touchdowns, and 9 picks.
Washington?
It's because. Here's why. And I know this because I first started watching football around this time, and the team that I watched was the Huskies. So, like, the very first quarterback I really ever watched was Jake Locker. And the reason he was so well-liked and so highly, you know, picked, whatever.
They're showing his lowlights more than highlights on
the
damn draft thing.
They're showing his picks.
No, I know. It's not because he was a smart player or he had accuracy or whatever. It's because he was big, he was physical, and he had a strong arm.
So in other words, how everybody thought quarterbacks were going to be in the next decade but never were.
Yeah, well, and I mean, even today, we see a lot of quarterbacks get a bunch of buzz for those exact reasons, and guess what? Most of them fail.
Yeah, they thought he was Brock Osweiler before Brock Osweiler.
Yeah, now this pick is a hit.
This pick is a gigantic hit. Tyron Smith.
Tyron, oh yeah, yeah.
Can we talk about the Pac-10 being a thing still at this point? Man.
Yeah. I think Oregon won Pac-12 for a while.
Cause what made the Pac-12 the Pac-12? Wasn't it like Colorado, Shane, at that point? That didn't Colorado like come in
to make it? Yeah, Colorado and Utah.
Jesus.
And then before that, there was no Arizona and Arizona State, so it was the Pac-8.
Jesus.
It was just Washington, Oregon, and California.
Tyron Smith. Hall of Famer. Oh, future Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, stop. Should be.
How many times have we shown Blaine Gabbert? Like eight?
Ew. It's like Brady Quinn all over again.
Wait, hang on. Mike Mayock thought Blaine Gabbert was the best available at this point.
Oh my God.
That is funny.
Oh my God.
It makes sense that he can't evaluate talent. Like, look what happened with the Raiders.
Yeah, I know.
The Jags made a trade for Gabbert. They thought they had a steal at this point. Man.
Oh boy.
Well, look. I mean, look at the passing yards. Like, they needed help any way possible.
Yeah.
Like, passing yards, 28.
Who was quarterback on that time? I forgot who was quarterback.
Yeah, who was the Jags QB in 2010?
Wait, I'll check.
Was that Mark Brunell?
No. I think it was Leftwich or Garrard.
Oh, gross.
It's either Leftwich or Garrard. Let me know if I'm right.
Yeah, it's Garrard.
Oh my God, bro.
Throw a good ball. Okay.
See, this is the first era I think we all remember. But like bro, look at these numbers. These are not first round. I mean, at least not today. Like
not today. Back then, not even close. My not God, today. No way.
Jesus.
The NFL. Wait. The NFL compares to Sam Bradford. Sam Bradford.
Ew, Sam Bradford.
The comparison is Sam Bradford, bro.
My God, bro.
You gotta be kidding.
I like that throw, though. That was a nice throw.
The one nice highlight. Yeah. Sammy Sleeves or Chip Kelly thought he was good. Yeah, okay, bro.
Similar style. Yeah, that's
not a good compliment. The college career numbers are pretty much exact here. Wait,
high
greatest Texan of all time.
Yep. Well, you can make a case. Yeah. What? I was gonna say I would have made a case that Andre Johnson's the greatest of all time, but.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. JJ Watt's accomplishments, man. It's crazy.
Well, the thing is with JJ, like, JJ I struggle with. Because is he a Hall of Famer? Yes. But, like, he could have been so much better if he didn't get hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the Texans were failed him a lot of times.
Okay. Yeah. What's honestly crazy. I mean,
what he did in those few years was just insane.
Oh, unbelievable.
Offense and defense. But, yeah.
Look at the defensive rank for the Texans. 30th. Jesus.
Their offensive rank was third
in the AFC South.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was about to say it wasn't. I know damn well they were number four in the NFL.
Yeah.
Please.
it's weird seeing young JJ too, man. All these guys young.
Yeah, with the buzz cut, man. Buzz cut. That's crazy. Yeah, honestly, like T.J. Watt's probably gonna be in the same way, man. He's not gonna never get a ring either.
We'll see. Oh, Will, your favorite pick is up next. Here we go.
Oh no. Oh god. Well, actually, he was decent, but Adrian Peterson carried that team. Though.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Maya best available. Ryan Kerrigan. Okay.
I've got a few thoughts on Kerrigan when we get to him.
Yeah. I thought Kerrigan was solid.
Oh, believe me. I'll tell you what I thought about him. Because, I mean, well, Scoop and I would know. Because
right, yeah.
Washington killed us, and it was mostly him.
Right.
Yeah, Christian Ponder.
Christian Ponder.
Oh, man. And they were celebrating, too. Like, well, why y'all celebrating?
You know, the only thing he probably got right in his life was his wife.
Yeah. I think around that time, Brett Favre recently retired, so they were good for going for
yeah. Partner. No, but I love how they showed the hand size as like a key thing.
Yeah, see, again, like 61.5% completion percentage, 20 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. That's terrible.
But you know what's crazy is like this was the era where the game started to transition towards bigger offense, more throwing.
Yeah.
Like, this was still a run-heavy league at this point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for, like, the next couple of years.
Like, it didn't become pass-heavy until we probably got to high school.
Yeah.
But they saw Michael Vick, and they were like, ooh.
Man, I agree with Cam Newton. If Michael Vick could have, like, run schemes, I think he would have, like, been awesome, like continue, like have like greatness. Probably a Super Bowl, probably, but who knows?
The problem with Michael Vick was the
wait.
The
Matt Hasselbeck is the comparison.
The dog fighting thing.
Oh, I say, wait, what?
Matt Hasselbeck, bro. Man, Hasselbeck
here
in Seattle.
I do remember
bro.
Those jerseys. I
that's kind of a disrespect to Hasselbeck.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about that.
We'll go.
Look at those old Seahawks jerseys, man. Like the ugly. I
don't know. I love those jerseys.
Like Matt Hasselbeck looks like besides him making an ass of himself against what Green Bay, you know, we want the
yeah,
ball.
Yeah, Green Bay in the wild card, I think. Yeah, that's
yeah, like,
point toss.
Yeah, like but besides, like you couldn't have asked for much better from Matt Hasselbeck for what the Seahawks had really around him. You couldn't ask for much better.
Well, I mean, Sean Alexander was great during that point.
Yeah, but that was not. Yeah, but they didn't give him much to really throw to.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, what, T.J. Husmanzada?
Yeah, you had him.
Blow me back.
Oh, wait, he was there in Seattle? I didn't know he was in Seattle.
You had
him from Cincinnati.
You also gave him what?
He was there, too.
You gave him the corpse of Deion Branch.
Jerry Rice.
Jerry Rice.
Oh, God, man. You guys gave him scraps.
I mean, the O-line was great. Like, I believe Walter Jones. Like, they have to guys. O-line,
there's literally a statue of Walter Jones at the airport here.
Yeah, you even had
Nick
Fairley.
Nick Fairley.
I thought he was a bit overweight during that point, man. He was big, but he was too big.
I'll be honest, I legitimately don't remember him.
He was solid enough.
Yes, Stu Carey.
We sped through Fairley. To Robert Quinn. There we go.
Robert Quinn is severely underrated.
Yeah. We did on the Rams special and on the Bears too, like pretty good.
Yeah, but when we got him, like at the end of his career, I mean, I thought he was gonna do something in Philly and did nothing. I was like, oh, great.
Yeah, I mean, he was kind of.
Well, it's funny because like the year before he had 18 and a half sacks. I'm like, okay, if he just gives us like 5-6 sacks, I'll be happy. Guy did nothing in 6 games. Didn't even start a game for us.
Like right.
That's crazy. 20 years old.
But by the time that Robert Quinn came to us, bro, I remember watching him when he came out of the car, and showed up to the NovaCare complex, and he looked like he couldn't walk. He looked like someone's old ass uncle. Like, oh no, bro, he can't even walk.
Man, Cameron Jordan is still on the board.
Did I just see in the 2011 NFL draft? Wait. The Miami Dolphins gotta check this out. There's Pouncey.
Pouncey.
There you go. Pouncey.
I think there was another player, I believe. I think they were both drafted in the draft, I think.
Yeah, that worked out for them.
Yeah, both Pro Bowlers, both Pouncey.
Okay, wait for one moment. Mike Mayock. At this point in the draft, had Ryan Mallett as the number one guy over Andy Dalton. Are we serious? I had to double check that for a moment.
Up here he is.
Wait, who is Mike Pouncey's brother? Oh, Marquise.
Yeah, Marquise Pouncey.
Yeah, that's
Ryan Kerrigan.
All right, there's Kerrigan. Go ahead, guys.
Kerrigan. When it comes to this guy, I think that he's probably, because people remember Robert Quinn, they do, right? But Ryan Kerrigan, to me, is probably the most underrated defensive end of the last 15 years.
Oh, dude was a stud.
Because he was a beast. Bro, every time he played Philly, I was like, please don't throw a hospital pass anywhere over the middle. Because he's going to be right there.
Him, Fletcher, and Brian Racknell.
Oh my god, dude, unbelievable.
Washington had a pretty stacked defense like in the early 2010s.
Dude, their defense was so good. Like,
and they did nothing.
Bro, yeah. Ryan Kerrigan on a blitz still haunts my nightmares.
Here we go, Ingram. Here we go. The Heisman winner.
Do you guys mind if I go? Would now be the time for me to go through the other picks and the undrafted guys?
Okay.
That we got here? Okay.
Well, yeah.
Andy Dalton, Bengals.
Good.
We're talking second round here. So okay. Pro Bowlers. Andy Dalton.
Yeah.
Just Pro Bowlers per Wikipedia here. Kyle Rudolph, Vikings.
He was solid.
Rodney Hudson for the Chiefs.
Oh, yeah, I remember him.
Randall Cobb.
Who?
Okay, yeah.
For the Packers, Randall Cobb.
Oh, yeah, Randall Cobb. Oh, yeah, Green Bay, yeah.
And really quick,
Briefly.
And really quick, we have Nate Solder.
Nate Solder. I call him Soldier Boy.
Who was amazing.
Nate Solder Boy.
And then, third round, Justin Houston, Chiefs. And right after, Dallas Cowboys, DeMarco Murray.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, man. Oh, God.
Jarrell Casey for the Titans.
Oh yeah, Jarrell Casey was solid. He was solid. He was a solid guy.
Fourth round, Seattle Seahawks. KJ Wright.
Okay. Ooh. Oh yeah, he's pretty good. Pretty great play.
Cleveland Browns. Jordan Cameron, tight end. I don't know if you guys remember him. He was pretty solid.
Yeah, I remember him. Is this Legion?
Corey Legion. San Diego Chargers still at the time, thank God. Missed those days.
Yeah, I forgot about him.
He didn't do a whole lot.
He was okay. He was solid enough. Alright, are we fourth round here where I'm at? Yeah, still fourth round. Julius Thomas, Broncos.
Nice.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
We got fullback love, Anthony Sherman, fifth round, Arizona Cardinals.
Oh yeah, I remember him.
And here's Richard Sherman, Seattle Seahawks, of course, fifth round.
My goat. Got a shirt.
Who in hindsight would be in the first round of this draft? One of the few we can definitely say.
KJ Wright probably too.
KJ. A lot of these guys that I'm mentioning here would have went in this first round, but for sure Sherman. Dwayne Harris for the Cowboys. He made a Pro Bowl wide receiver. We're in the sixth round now. And then sixth round for the Ravens, Tyrod Taylor, quarterback out of Virginia Tech.
One of the best backups in the league.
And Scoop and Brandon, this is for you. Sixth round, Jason Kelce, Philadelphia Eagles, out of Cincinnati.
Jason Kelce.
Who also should have went in the first round in hindsight.
Yep.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, I remember this Giants pick very well.
I'm gonna go with kind of a weird one here. That's not a Pro Bowler, but you know he has a fun little mark here. Seventh rounder for the Seattle Seahawks. Do you guys remember who this is? Nope.
No, that was.
Oh, wait, no, he was earlier.
We're thinking linebacker here, guys. 242.
Oh, Malcolm Smith.
Malcolm Smith. Super Bowl champion. MVP. Super Bowl MVP, Super Bowl champion. Yeah. And then
That's funny. And then
who went in the supplemental draft this year?
Doug Baldwin?
No.
Josh Gordon?
No.
I don't know. Who?
I don't know.
Here's Prince Amukamara.
Yeah. That's a bust. Oh, my God.
It's like a mad pick. So in the supplemental draft, in the third round of the supplemental draft, quarterback out of Ohio State, does that narrow it down?
Nah.
No.
No.
He played receiver for a period.
Oh, Terrell Pryor.
Terrell Pryor. Terrell Pryor went in the supplemental draft.
Ohio State guy?
Terrell Pryor.
He was.
I did not know that.
That's okay, because you know why? I was like, okay, that gives me two guys I'm thinking of. And I'm like, it has to be the first guy, because I'm like, the second one was Braxton Miller.
Oh, damn.
So I was thinking of Terrell Pryor. I was like, yeah, it's got to be Terrell Pryor.
All right.
I'm reading an interesting article right now. It's a redraft of the 2011 NFL draft. Like, if we could redo it, what teams would have likely done?
What's the most interesting thing there?
Well, they still have Cam Newton 1.
Yeah.
Browns would have kept in Julio.
And then 2, they have J.J. Watt instead of Von Miller. But honestly, I think I still would have gone Von Miller.
No, it's still Von Miller.
Because he lasted still longer.
Yeah.
And then 3, they have Von Miller going to the Bills.
Yeah, Claiborne.
Which I think that I would have just switched those two. J.J. Watt 3 to the Bills. 4, they have Sherman to the Bengals. Which, ooh. I don't mind that. 5, Jason Kelce to the Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, cry.
6, Julio Jones. So that pick didn't change.
Well, the Browns should have made it, but that's fine.
Yeah, the Browns should have made it.
Yeah, well, right, yeah. 7, Tyron Smith to the Niners.
Yeah.
As opposed to Alden Smith. 8, this one's interesting, Andy Dalton to the Titans.
Oh, oh God!
Instead of Jake Locker,
can we? Why?
Yeah, but in hindsight, but either way, that team sucks. Doesn't matter who they pick.
Yeah, you don't need a quarterback there.
Number 9 for Dallas, they have Patrick Peterson because Tyron Smith was already taken in this draft.
Yeah.
AJ Green to the Jags at 10.
Okay,
Hayward to Minnesota at 12.
Okay.
Oh wait. We did talk about who went in the fourth round for the Seahawks in this draft, right? We did mention that.
Fifth KJ, round. Right? Oh yeah. No, KJ. Yeah, KJ.
Yeah.
I was thinking Richard, but. Notable undrafted players. Here's some that stick out. Mario Addison, Chicago Bears, out of Troy.
Dan Baldwin, I know.
Doug Baldwin is on here, of course. Seattle Seahawks. Wide receiver out of Stanford. Oh, Peyton Hillis, our cover boy for the Browns.
Oh, boy.
Jesus.
Madden 12 cover athlete.
One hit wonder.
Dan Bailey, Dallas Cowboys kicker.
Okay.
Why were you on the cover? Chris Harris Jr., Denver Broncos.
Oh, yeah, he was pretty good.
The fact that he didn't go in this draft is amazing.
No fly zone. Yeah.
Jets, Nick Bellore, Central Michigan linebacker. Fullback love, Patrick DeMarco, fullback love, San Diego Chargers. And then Jake McQuaid, long snapper, St. Louis Rams.
Oh, I know it's like two guys from there.
I love the fact that NFL Network is skipping through the shitty picks.
Yeah.
Oh, Anthony Costanzo. How about that?
He's out for the Colts.
That was a good pick. I think.
Yeah, I wish they could have built that online even more when Andrew Luck was.
Yeah. Oh, totally should have. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh no, I'm sorry, Scoop and Brandon. We're getting there. They're probably gonna skip through it though.
Yeah.
Oh, we won.
Yeah, they usually skip through the late
picks. Because even at the time, being a little kid, not knowing too much about like the prospects at this time, I even said, "Who the hell is this?" I was like, "Bro, who is that? Who?" I would love to, cause bro, I still didn't. Yeah.
Danny Watkins?
Yeah, I don't know who this is. Wait, Brandon, can you look up his like statistics or something? Like
did nothing, bro. He was an Eagle for like 2 years. He did nothing. Bro, I kid you not, dude, like he legitimately was here for like a cup of coffee. Like he did nothing, bro. Nothing. Oh, never mind. Yeah, he was an Eagle for 2 years. His last year was 2013. He retired by the time he was 29.
Jesus.
And they drafted him when he was 27 years old.
Wait, he was 27?
He was his first season 2011. He was 27 years old.
So yeah, he only played 2 years.
He turned 27 in November.
Here we go, Cameron Jordan out of Cal.
Yeah.
Can't believe the Eagles passed up on him.
Listen, you know
what
though?
Can't believe half these teams passed up on him.
It worked out. We got our two rings. It's fine.
Yeah, that's true.
The Saints killed this first round. Jordan and Ingram.
Yeah, that was a home run right there. That's a Hall of Famer.
It's a shame that those guys didn't win rings though. Well, yeah, didn't.
Yeah, but yeah.
Wait, what do you? Well, actually, 2011, was this the year the Saints won? Or
no,
that was the
2009.
That was 2009, my bad, I'm tripping. Yeah, 2009.
In this redraft, they have the Eagles picking Randall Cobb at 23.
Makes sense.
Oh, boy, I would have liked that. Yeah. Pairing him up with DeSean Jackson.
Here's the old Seahawks war room in 2010 with Pete Carroll. Hey.
I think John Schneider was there.
John Schneider. He looks like a baby.
I don't know. We didn't hear that. Jim Carpenter was like,
nah. This is when Michael Irvin was still on the good stuff.
Yeah, on the good stuff.
Yeah.
I realize how much Mike Mayock talked because he was the main analyst for some reason during this time. Oh,
yeah.
And we forgot something important. He was also the lead analyst for Thursday Night Football during this time because Thursday Night Football is on NFL Network.
Look at how bad your defense was in 2010.
Yeah,
Jesus.
I watched it. It was awful.
Yeah, the Seahawks defense was awful. But, man, they did still go 7-9 and beat the Saints, though, so. In the wild card, so. It is.
Not gonna lie, I don't think Julio and Mark Ingram have aged at all.
Not really.
They look the exact same.
Yeah. Here's this bust.
Hey, we didn't listen. We both didn't have good first rounds.
He was fine. He at least had a long career.
No, he wasn't.
Wait. Look at Mark Ingram shocked that the Seahawks didn't take him.
I mean, we have beast mode. What are you talking? What the heck are you talking about?
Was that trade before this draft?
What?
Was it Bill Seahawks trade for Marshawn?
Yeah, that was 2007.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, this one's really interesting. They have at 29, they have the Chicago Bears taking Colin Kaepernick.
What?
What?
Okay, wait. Please tell me where this article's from. Just tell me.
It's Clutch Points. No, dude, it says in here they're like, Chicago has never had a 4,000-yard passer, and they've struggled to find a quarterback worth investing in throughout most of their season. Perhaps Kaepernick could have been that guy for the Bears. Yeah, because he had a 4,000-yard season in San Francisco.
Wait. My question is, what year did this article come out?
1 month ago.
Oh my God.
Okay, wait.
One month ago.
No, it's. Dude, he. Wait, shit. Oh, yeah. sorry, I know. Shut up. Yeah, dude, he never even had a 4,000-yard passing season in San Francisco.
Yeah. The most
he ever had was 3,400. Yeah. So, no, he would not have been there for his 4,000-yard pass. These people are on like, Quaaludes or something. And then they had Doug Baldwin going 32 to Green Bay.
Kind of interesting.
Going from undrafted to first round. I don't know.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Shane. Who is this Bowers kid that they're talking about? Why am I tripping?
Bowers?
Yeah.
Not Brock Bowers.
Yeah, I was going to say it's not Brock Bowers. I know that.
I have no idea.
Remember. Does it say what position he is?
I guess running back? They're talking about Mark Ingram?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Hold on. Let me see. 11. NFL draft. Bowers.
Daquan Bowers. Defensive end out of Clemson.
I don't even remember this guy.
I don't remember him at all.
Oh, because he played in the NFL 4 years and then went and played for the Edmonton Eskimos.
Oh, the Jesus. CFL.
That doesn't even sound like a CFL team. I mean, it is, but it doesn't sound like one.
Do you want me to go through the CFL teams, bro?
How many even are there? Hold on, I'm looking this up.
Well,
I'm bored of this draft now, so I'm just...
I'm bored. This is the end. I'm bored. This is the end of the draft. So, Hamilton Tiger Cats, Montreal Alouettes, Ottawa Red Blacks, Toronto Argonauts.
These names suck.
Wait. My team, the BC Lions. Calgary Stampeders.
Ask Adam. I should ask Adam what is. I think Adam was a...
There's nine. Why is there an odd number? That's gross.
Yeah.
Make it an even number for the love of God.
Let me ask Adam. Let me see what
So my team, BC Lions, Calgary Stampeders, Edmonton Elks, Saskatchewan Rough Riders, and the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
But yeah, that's a little tongue twister there.
I'm a BC Lions fan, so
I don't know what any of these teams even were.
Do you watch the CFL at all in the summertime?
Me?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
If the Yankees are not, I'll watch it.
Although I know a guy.
I feel like CFL a little bit.
Wait. Oh yeah. Yeah, I do know a guy who played for Calgary. Who I work with. Because he was, I think I've told you guys about him before. His name was Stan. He was like a. I think he was a corner, but the guy's so fast.
Look at that, bro. Kansas City Chiefs have not won a playoff game since 1993. Look how that changed for them.
The Ravens
forfeited the 27th pick, but it was Jimmy Smith out of Colorado, which I think is going to come up here. But, yeah.
Yep, Adam just confirmed it for me. He was an Ottawa Red Blacks fan.
He's a Red Blacks fan. That's such a
stupid name. Red Blacks.
Red Black.
That almost sounds like a racial thing. Like,
yeah.
I'm just saying. Dude. I'm just saying.
I mean, you ain't wrong.
If you're not careful. Yeah, I don't know.
Wait a minute. The Chiefs 2010 offensive ranks. They had the number one rush offense in the NFL. Was this Jamal Charles still?
Yes. It was still Jamal. Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Jamal Charles.
Yeah, I think Dwayne Bowe was in there.
Dwayne Bowe, what a name.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to do Max of the Phantasm while we wait here for these last few picks?
Yeah, definitely.
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
All right, Brandon. This movie's fantastic.
Oh, damn, I put to sleep. Sorry.
Put to sleep?
Yeah, I had to. Okay, I had to put it like up on my desktop. Just it's a long story. Brandon, Mask of the Phantasm. Tell us about it.
Yeah.
I guess I will. Because let's be honest, the 2011 NFL draft after the first the first 15 picks, no one cares. Or first maybe 20, no one cares.
The only one we need to talk about is Mark Ingram when he comes here in a few picks. But go ahead, Brandon.
Yeah, but I mean, this movie it had to be. If we were going to do a Batman watch along, this had to be the one that had to get somewhere in there. And I'm happy that it came right in the middle, because first of all, Kevin Conroy, fantastic. We know that.
That's Batman.
But it's definitely, it's crazy that to think that, and this is at a time too where you can kind of see, I guess, the Batman movies at the time, because this movie came out like the year after Batman Returns came out. You can kind of see there's a little bit of like, gothic, dark inspiration from the Michael Keaton era of Batman. And it's just, the animation, I mean, animation really, when you look at the DC animated movies or the Marvel animated movies or whatever comes up nowadays, the animation hasn't changed that much. And they've stuck with what works. Like, the Batman animation movies still look the same based on ones from this era, from the 90s. But it really kind of started with this. I don't believe this is the first one. I don't know if it was or not. I don't think it was. But this one is the one that, is considered like the gold standard when it comes to a lot of, the Batman animated movies, but in the Batman universe as a whole, this one is just considered a great one. And I think we're gonna get the Mark Ingram pick of what, right here?
Yep, we're getting it right here, so just wait a moment. But dude, yeah, this draft for the Saints, just awesome. But I'll quickly talk about Mask of the Phantasm. I love this. I think the animation looks great too. So, hang on. Mark Ingram, Alabama.
Yeah.
Okay, Mark Ingram. He shouldn't have fallen this far. Number one, there's no reason. And he turned into a special player for the New Orleans Saints.
It was pretty solid.
Yeah. A great. And he fit really well with Drew Brees, Shane, as well.
Oh yeah. Which, I mean, to be fair, at that time, pretty much everybody did, because Drew and Sean were wizards at their craft.
Yeah. So, man, Mask of the Phantasm, I loved it. Like, I think the animation fits so well. I think it doesn't age that bad. But I think the biggest thing is just the casting, right? Just across the board.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. Yeah. So I loved it. It's really quick, Brandon. This is what Batman movies should be or should have been in the last 10 years, and it wasn't. Go ahead, Brandon.
Yeah, exactly. What's good about this too is like you get to see a different, not a totally different side of Batman and Bruce Wayne and things like that, but this movie more than others has a more romantic element to it,
And it feels, and it doesn't feel weird. It feels good.
Yeah. And it, yeah, it doesn't feel forced. It doesn't feel like, oh, who the hell is this character? Like, it, you know, there's
plenty of... Well, it ties to the main plot in a really clever way.
Yeah, and that too. Yeah, and it's, you know, the only thing, I think the only knock on it, I mean, it's not, the Batman movies in general are not hard to follow. You know, the, once you've seen one, you've seen a lot of them, or almost all of them, but... You know, but when it comes to, like, this movie, like, the only thing I will say is that if you're not accustomed to, like, if you just know Batman from the regular live-action movies, you'll think that this one's a little bit hard to follow because it jumps back and forth a lot. But I think that, you know, this movie, when you've seen it the first time, you know, the ending is a nice twist. But this is definitely... a movie where, you know, it doesn't lose its power the second or third time through. Like, I watched it the third time I've watched it. So, you know, it's great. And, wait, this is the Cam Hayward pick, isn't it?
Hayward, yep.
This is a great pick.
Oh, it was incredible. We had Cam Hayward and Muhammad Wilkerson here.
Cameron Hayward, great pick. Yeah, I have thoughts about the Phantasm movie.
Yeah, go ahead,
Will. Right.
Yeah, so I remember watching this before because I remember I was binging through the DCU a little bit, DC AMU a little bit.
DCAU. Yeah.
DCAU? Yeah, I remember I was going through it. I remember watching this movie. And I thought, this movie has been arguably... probably the second best Batman movie of all time, animated or live action, no matter what, is the best. And I thought that basically having Bruce's backstory of actually finding love and then basically talking to his dead mother and father about, like, he found love and he don't know about continuing being Batman anymore. And it's like, it was great because that's what usually about what we love about Batman is basically he's a tragic hero that you know, had a dark backstory and basically, you know, became Batman. And I thought it was pretty good in that instance. And the Phantasma, who could have done it, honestly, I thought it was a great, like, figuring out, like, who is the Masked Phantasma, to, like, killing all these, like, mob boss guys. And I thought that basically being basically Bruce love interest actually being that the person behind it, I believe, yeah, it made sense as far as, like, because when we look at it as far as what happened in her backstory, everything lines up with her with the reveal, so it makes sense. Because I always like those whodunit when the reveal makes sense. That's why I like the, you know, with the Scream movies where you have, like, who's behind the mask and they gotta line it up and, like, see who is behind the mask, who has the good reason behind it.
Or Scooby-Doo.
Aaron and Scooby-Doo as well. And I was like, those whodunit, and I feel like everything like...
Oh, me too, me too.
Yeah, and then Joker basically being part of it was unexpected, but it was a great touch to it.
Yeah, I thought it fit in well.
Shane, go ahead and finish us off with this.
I mean, this is one of my favorite Batman movies because it's, like, for all the reasons you guys touched on, where it's a very well-crafted story, and it's, you know, the cast is amazing, obviously, and it feels like every character really is in it for an important reason, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, honestly, I mean, my two... I really only have, like, two issues with it. First of all, I wish it was longer. Like,
it's way too short. Yeah.
You know, like, it's so good, and I'm like, you could totally stretch this out, and it's like, I want to see more. I mean, that's not necessarily a negative criticism, but the other thing though is, like, Kevin Conroy, mean, I love his Batman. To me, his Batman voice is the definitive Batman voice.
Yeah.
Whenever I'm reading Batman comics, like, you know how when you read text from somebody, like, you hear their voice saying it as you read it, or is that just me?
No, yeah. I have that from time to time. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I hear you guys when I read messages from you, and, you know. So when I read Batman comic books, I hear Kevin Conroy's voice as Batman. But for Bruce Wayne, I don't love his Bruce Wayne voice. And it's, you know, it's not really a big problem because he's really only Bruce Wayne for a little bit in this. But, you know, Kevin was, I mean, I know a few people who knew him personally. And they're all like, yeah, you know, Kevin was just, he's a very quiet, soft-spoken, but, like, just very sweet guy. And, you know, so just his natural voice that he used for Bruce did not sound like that of, you know, some handsome billionaire rich guy who's like throws all these parties or whatever. He sounds more like, you know, a 50-year-old guy who like works at a prestigious winery or something. You know what I mean? Like, it just kind of like, it's a voice. It's not a voice that I imagine being Bruce Wayne, I guess. I don't know how else to describe it. It's definitely a kind of a nitpick, but I mean, other than that, I think it's great. You know, I love the characters. I think they're all utilized really well. Mark Hamill's, you know, fantastic as always, and even for the small role he does have. Yeah, just some of the twists, and I mean, right from the beginning, like, I just remember, you know, first time I saw this, I was like, Batman's been framed for murder, and I was like, oh, this is interesting, you know, because he's always like, you know, you think of Batman, oh, he's the world's greatest detective. It's like, okay, well, what if he's the guy, like, you know, in the middle of the kind of this manhunt or whatever, and I just thought that was a really interesting angle to approach it with. So yeah, I mean, you know, as far as Batman movies, it's probably my top three. I mean, I'd have Dark Knight and maybe Batman Begins over it. And then I think it's probably third. So, yeah.
Yeah, I have it same as well. I have it at two behind Dark Knight. Brandon, do you?
My God, is it for me? Oh, man. I think I have it in my top five. I don't think I would have it in my top three. Like, when I think of Batman, I mean, yeah, well, put it this way for me. I mean, Michael Keaton, lover. So, my favorite Batman's actually 89.
That's fair.
But then a close two is The Dark Knight, and then three. Oh man, because you know why? Even though it's new, I love Bat-Pat too much. So I think the Batman's probably three for me, and then it's probably Mask of the Phantasm at four. I don't know, maybe five would probably be and then five would probably be, I guess, Rises? I don't know. Yeah, probably Rises. So
either way, it's up there.
Yeah. So like, yeah, either way, it's, you can't put it this way, you can't have Mask of Phantasm outside your top five at the very least. It's that good of a Batman movie. And the thing is, in terms of all the animated Batman movies, like, if we're just going to, there's a lot more animated ones than there are regular ones. So, live action, I should say. In terms of all the animated ones, it's the best one. So, like, I'll go as far as that.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. What are we doing next week, Brandon, for Batman movies?
Oh God, don't say it.
Well, here's the thing. We've got, because we've done three, we got two more, because we have a set of five, right? Here's the problem. It gets worse from here.
Oh no.
Well, next week is going to be a wonderful. Well, here's the thing. You can't talk about Batman without talking about the original. So next week is Batman 66. We're doing Adam West. So, listen, it's definitely a weirder version of Batman. Obviously, it's the original version of Batman, but it's still, you know, it has its own place in history. So it's not going to be the worst thing you've ever seen. But that's next week. But then you'll see what we end with after next week. Because we know what we end with. But
Batman and Robin. Oh, Jesus.
But that's a watch along. That's a watch along. So we're fine.
Yeah. At least that's a watch along. Okay, I'm looking through the drafts here for future use. Probably next week we'll do this again. So we have let me know what intrigues you guys the most. We have 2015, 2008, 2013, 2009, 2017.
2017. I also was at 2017, so that'd be
kind of
cool.
I'm inclined to say 17 or 13, just because 13 had so many busts. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, 17 as well is pretty good.
Yeah, I'm down. I'm down for 17.
That first round.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go past 2010 because A, none of us remember it, and B, there's just, you know, it's. Almost all those guys are out of the league at this point.
Yeah. Okay. So 2017 is a great choice. I'm gonna look through a couple more. We got 2012. We got 2018. We got 2014 here. You guys want to do 17 next week? I'm down for that.
Yeah.
Sure. So 2017. How long is this? Let me see. This is an hour and a half, an hour and 21 minutes. So just keep that in mind. But, So 2017 will be next week. Thanks for a great show, guys, for Will, Scoop, Brandon, and Shane, and myself. We'll see you all next week. Any, final thoughts on the 2011 NFL draft before we conclude?
Nope. Draft full of bangers. That's what it was.
Yeah, that's a banger. That's a banger draft. That draft is awesome.
Yeah, well, the first half of the first round, because then after that it gets a little bit. I mean, there's still a couple good ones late, but
true.
But yeah, after the first half, it gets...
We could even talk about Kelsey because he went so freaking late, which is amazing.
Well, because the whole thing that we heard and it got repeated his entire time in NFL. Undersized center. You know, smaller hands for a center, smaller everything. Does not matter.
And you know what? I'll say this as well. And Brandon and Will can agree with me on this. Richard Sherman had one of the worst combines I've ever seen. Didn't matter. Guy was a stud.
Yeah.
That's why I don't consider the combine in my draft rankings or anything.
The only time I consider the combine a marker, like for like a marker of importance, put it this way, is if it's a prospect that has to boost his draft stock. If it's a guy that doesn't have to, then I don't care that much.
Yeah.
If it's a guy that has to and he has a bad outing, like what was it when we were laughing at Sam Hartman like 2 years ago?
Oh Jesus.
Yeah.
How bad his was. Oh my God, I wanted to rip my eye out watching him throw a football.
I'll be honest, most of this stuff, and we talked about it the last 2 years, we've done the combine show, and when we do it next year, it'll be similar. We normally talk about the interview process for a lot of these guys, and obviously with Shadur, that was a major talking point. So who knows what happens next year. But all right, for all of us, we will see you all next week. Actually, I guess in a few days, since we're recording on Tuesday, we'll probably do this at some point over the weekend to finish off the month of May. But we'll see you all soon.
All right. Take care, everybody.
All right. Take care.
Have a good one, everybody.